Santa Rosa City Schools District are looking at several options to unify their 9 feeder districts. They had a meeting yesterday just talking about that issue. Joining us now on the KSRO Live Line is Santa Rosa City Schools Superintendent Anna Trunell. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing all right, and hope you're doing fine, too, or even better than that. Can you talk a bit about the meeting yesterday and just what kind of was the just the main findings from the study?
Yes. Thank you for having me on today. So the study that was the report that was presented last night was the second part in the study process. And the outcome of the study ultimately said that we've met the 9 criteria through the study for the potential of a unification in the Santa Rosa area. The study outlines those 9 criteria and why we meet each of those or the ones that don't apply to us. And the report last night is the final step for anyone to, you know, potentially move forward with a unification.
And I know this is anything but a joke, but here's the statement. How many years does it take to unify a bunch of school districts? One of the requirements to unify is to address community identify. That seems really nebulous to determine. What's your feeling in regards to the community identity to bring this all together?
So from my vantage point, ultimately, we have to center our students and our families who are the recipients that we are serving. And when we think about Santa Rosa City Schools, we have a number of students who converge into our system in seventh grade, who come with different processes, practices, and experiences that we then have to navigate and continue to move and support students going forward. So definitely the ability for a community to come together, whether unification happens or not, I think the most valuable piece is that we understand how we're serving students from the very beginning so that we can assist them in crossing that graduation stage.
And now a unified feeder district itself, how many students could be served just under one district?
In this particular model, over 20,000 students would be part of this model.
So then, you know, just kind of merging all those students and, again, all those districts together, what's kind of maybe the potential biggest negatives that could come along with that, potential job losses or cuts in funding?
I think there would be an initial loss, as is indicated. It's a savings for the state, but a loss for, you know, the unified district. And then I think the long term is that we may actually start to see improvements in the budget over time. I think if there was a unified district, there would definitely have to be consideration for staffing and what that would look like, especially with the merging of, you know, 9 or 10 district offices, if you will. And what that would mean, obviously, in a unification, that would mean an entirely new board. That would mean more than likely one superintendent, where right now we have 9. So I think there are definite considerations for staffing. Also, at the school site level, as a county and as a state continue to experience declining enrollment, some decisions would have to be made about schools and then staffing as a result of that declining enrollment.
And I'm reading that one of the upsides is the possible improvements to educational opportunities for students. What does that mean?
So it means that we actually have one system that is designed, taking all of our students into consideration, much like we do as independent districts right now. The difference here would be that we would have an alignment in how we serve our students, that how we serve our students on the margins, how we serve our foster youth, how we serve our students who are experiencing homelessness, that we would have a unified way that we provide that service. And right now we approach those things differently. And then also the type of education, the programs that we provide, the preventions and interventions would be in alignment. And I'm not to say that right now we are out of alignment, but we have 9 districts doing it the way that they anticipate the best way is to do it.
Are all the districts that that have been mentioned in this report, are they all on board with a potential unified district, or there are some that are a bit hesitant? Or
I really can't speak for the other districts. I imagine that they are having conversations about what this might mean for them and their communities, and they probably would be the best entities to share that perspective.
And I'm assuming that you think all of this is worth it to the bottom line if you're willing to go through this really tedious multi-process to get this done.
I think that it's worthy of the study. I think it's worthy to understand what the possibilities are. Without going through the study, then we are just talking hypotheticals. At least here we have something to work with. And then ultimately, you know, it's up to our community and the voters to decide if this is something that they want and something that they value.
We're speaking with Superintendent Anna Trunell, Santa Rosa City Schools. Anna, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you.